Most of the halls, even the largest, seem deserted. Where are the people who live here? Danny asked. The bazaar had been full of running children and men shouting, but elsewhere she had seen only a few eunuchs going about their business. Only the kerns of the Gushkaleen dwell permanently in the sacred city, them and their slaves and servants, Sir Jorah replied. Yet Vaiz Dothrak is large enough to house every man of every Khalasar, should all the Khals return to the mother at once. The crones have prophesied that one day that will come to pass, so Vaiz Dothrak must be ready to embrace all its children. Khal Drogo finally called a halt near the Eastern Market, where the caravans from Yiti and Ashayi and the Shadowlands came to trade, with the Mother of Mountains looming overhead. Danny smiled as she recalled Magister Illyrio's slave girl and her talk of a palace with 200 rooms and doors of solid silver. The palace was a cavernous wooden feasting hall, its rough-hewn timbered walls rising 40 feet, its roof stone silk, a vast billowing tent that could be raised to keep out the rare rains, or lowered to admit the endless sky. Around the hall were broad, grassy horse yards, fenced with high hedges, fire pits, and hundreds of round earthen houses that bulged from the ground like miniature hills covered with grass.